Welcome to Live Life Better. In today's episode, we have someone you know very well, Dr. Michael Mantell, a well-known national figure whose books, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff and The Link Is What You Think, are on the Dr. James Cooley Show. He's a speaker and a dear friend. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Mantell.
It's always wonderful to be with you, Nanette, especially at this time of the year.
Well, you know, it is the stressful season, and I know, listen, The Link Is What You Think. We can all deal with this in a way that you can help us address. We're going to talk about three things today on the show, folks. Holiday stress, dealing with family conflict, and loneliness. So, Dr. Mantell, let's start first with holiday stress.
Okay. So let's put it this way. Holiday stress comes from three places, I think. Number one, unrealistic expectations, demands that it be a certain way. And then, as you say, unresolved family tensions. And then loneliness. And people pressure themselves to create the perfect holiday when reality doesn't match that myth. Stress, guilt, and frustration are oftentimes what emerges. And that's why I'm so glad we're talking about this. Add an old family pattern. And the expectation that we must feel joyful, and we become overwhelmed. So remember that stress is a signal. It's not a sentence. It's our body's way of saying, hey, guess what? Take a pause.
It's kind of like the fight or flight Neanderthal thing. And, you know, it really is. People could have grief during the holidays. They could have lost a loved one or a pet. It can remind them of something that is going on. And you do, and The Link Is What You Think. Talk a little bit about how that book and the things you say in that book really can be utilized as almost mantras. I call it the wellness mantra that you give us. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I will. Thank you. First of all, understand that holidays or events are not stressful. Traffic isn't stressful. It's traffic. Our beliefs about the holidays, what we think they must be, what they should be, what we can't, what we find unbearable, that's what creates stress. So it's our body's way of saying pause, recalibrate, breathe, and let's think about these events in a different way. When we think that things must be a certain way, that it's horrible if it's not the way I demand it to be, and I find it intolerable, unbearable, well, I've created stress. The event hasn't done it.
You know, on page 164, and it's so funny because, Dr. Mantell, I have this book bookmarked like crazy. Number five, I'm going to just read it to you. Stress can be entirely prevented by correcting your faulty conceptions, self-signals, choosing one thought over another. Oh, yeah, physical activity, nature, positive friends, restorative sleep, healthy nutrition, and faith will also help. You wrote this book a number of years ago. It is, like Mozart, a classic.
Oh, thank you very much. And it's anchored in ancient thinking. It's anchored in contemporary psychology. The link between how you feel and the event is entirely what you think.
Well, we love that. And, you know, this year especially, there is a couple really interesting trends. One is families embracing the no gift, friends and family embracing the no gift. There's so many ways that you can distress by just stepping outside of the commercial marketing. But the family conflict, now that's a whole other matter, Dr. Mantell. What are some of your practical approaches to dealing with it both before the holidays, the get-togethers, and then at the family table?
It's funny you say this because I just had a session Friday, with someone who said, family gatherings feel like an orchestra, but the instruments are clashing. And I think this person's right. You can't control other people or family. You can only control your thoughts about other people. So three quick tools. Number one, don't personalize predictability. If someone has behaved the same way year after year, don't expect a miracle this year. Number two, set boundaries. Boundaries aren't rejection. They're self-help. So when you set boundaries, do it with kindness. I'm not discussing that right now, but I'm just glad we're together. It's not rejection. It's a form of self-respect.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dr. Mantel.
And the third thing I was going to say is choose the way you respond over the way you react. You can't control others, but you can control your tone, your timing, and your choices, even if you think they're making me angry. No, they're not. You're just acting a certain way. You choose your response. So if tensions rise, step away, breathe, return with curiosity about what's happening instead of ready to combat. Even naming one thing you appreciate about someone can shift an emotional climate. So understand that gratitude is a tremendous gift. Even naming just one thing you feel grateful for can help you experience a family gathering in a very different way.
You know, I think all of us could write that one thing down, and we could just give everybody at that table that little gratitude note, right? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be a nice thing? Well, you know, and that brings up the next thing. Loneliness is a pandemic during this time. And if you're feeling lonely, even if you have many colleagues and friends, how can you address that mental health apparition of the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future when you're by yourself?
Well, someone I was sitting next to recently said to me, you know, getting old makes me feel like I'm transparent, like I'm not seen anymore. And he said, I feel very lonely, especially at this time of the year. So understand, we're not just talking a psychobabble here. Loneliness increases stress hormones and inflammation in the body. It can damage blood vessels in the brain. So we're talking about your well-being, your health. Loneliness is real. It's important to name it without shame. It isn't just being alone. It's believing that you're unseen, unheard, or unworthy. And many people feel this way, even in crowded rooms, like you're saying. The antidote is action. Don't wait. I often say that when you give, you grow. So acts of kindness towards other people can reduce loneliness. Send someone a thank you note. Reach out before you need to. Volunteer. Give to grow. Create a micro moment of connection, a smile at someone in the shopping mall, and then do some journaling or listen to music, go for a walk. These are all things that can help us be around others and recognize that we are not unseen. We may be, oh, go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, we may feel a certain way, but it doesn't mean that we necessarily are. We have to check our thinking. I can feel lonely during the holidays. Okay, let me tell people I feel lonely. Let's get together. That may help.
You know, you have a piece, I'm going to quote page 214. Faith is, I always like to say that faith helps, but one of the things you point out is that, you know, okay, there's no visiting hours in heaven, but you can still visit them by going through pictures. And, you know, you don't believe that better things are coming? Well, faith can get you through that. You talk about that light shines through the darkness. That's faith. You talk about all of the different ways that we can rediscover our healthy balance through faith. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. Faith and hope, particularly. Hope, I like the acronym, hold on, pain ends. And faith is fear ain't in this house. Well, I love acronyms, as you know. I write about them all the time. And so the idea that we have some trust that things will get better, and that sometimes when we look at an event and we say, oh, this terrible thing is happening to me. No, maybe it's happening for me. Maybe the only way I can grow is by stepping outside of myself. Maybe loneliness is an opportunity to gain some strength. Belonging often begins when we extend belonging to someone else. So maybe I can reach out to someone who I think might like some company. And I think that faith is an opportunity to say, I'm standing on something that I don't have to see, but I just believe is there.
Getting off social media is a little bit, you talk a lot about this. I mean, and then you also have this great point where you said, talking with a fool, smile to yourself, walk away happy. You're your own standard, your own sunshine. Talk to me a little bit about social media and perhaps taking a little bit of a break during the holidays for de-stressing.
Well, we think that, well, I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach here. Social media can be an opportunity to connect, not in real life. But if we read social media and we say, look what they're doing and what I'm not, that's one thing. But if we look at what other people are doing, we say, hey, how can I join in? Maybe write a little note to someone, a comment, connect that way. So social media is not necessarily bad. Again, it's the way we think about it. This fear of missing out isn't just social media. We can be driving down the street and see everyone's homes all beautifully decorated for Christmas and the holidays, and we can say, oh, they're probably having a great time, I'm not. What can I do to have a better time? Social media can be an extremely off-putting, lonely experience if we look at it as, look what they're doing and I'm not. But we can participate.
You know, Dr. Mantel, you've got two books that we love. Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. P.S. It's all small stuff. And I know that Albert Ellis, your mentor, director of the Institute for Rational Emotional Therapy, inspired you for both that and Live the Link is What You Think. I know that you're thinking about some new stuff. And what just give us a little taste of, you know, what you're doing now on the James Cooley Show and some of the things. I know you're talking at different conferences.
Yeah. I'm beginning to get involved in something called a loving organization. I had a guest on my show recently, Dr. Apoorv Gupta, and he created this a loving organization for healthcare organizations and hospitals around the country who are bringing something that sounds so woo-woo and so psychobabble, love, into the relationship of patient care. It's not soft. It's patient well-being. And so I'm beginning to find that bringing love, kindness, gratitude wherever we go, whether it's the waiter or waitress at the restaurant or holding the door for someone as you go into the gym or writing a thank you note, but extending love is a key way of growing health. And I want to talk more about that, and we'll be.
That is just wonderful. Dr. Mantel, what do you do for the holidays? I know that Hanukkah is a big thing, and I think there may be a new grandchild. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yes, we have a new great-grandchild. I know. Come on. This can't be. When did that happen? But so unfortunately, they're on the East Coast. We're on the West Coast, so we're not going to be physically together, but we will be together through social media, through Zoom and all that stuff. And we talk on the phone and send pictures, and we do that. And, of course, we spend a lot of time with friends. And this is a time that December 19th is our 54th wedding anniversary. So this all comes at a time of great celebration and joy.
Well, we thank you very much because you bring joy to our listeners at Radio St. Pete by being part of today's Live Life Better, talking about holiday stress, family conflict, loneliness, and what you can do about it. Dr. Mantel, your greeting to our listeners who are tuning in to get your best advice for living your best life.
Well, this season, let's choose calm over chaos. Let's choose curiosity over combat. And let's choose compassion for others over feeling isolated. That's how we move from crisis to resilience, from the holidays to healing. And I think we all need some healing, every one of us.
Well, thank you for putting joy in today's show. I'm your host, Annette Weiser at Live Life Better. Dr. Michael Mantel, author, The Link is What You Think. Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. It's all small stuff. We'll have all the links to what he thinks on our article that goes with this. Thanks, Dr. Mantel.
Thank you very, very much, and wishing you healthy, happy holidays.